Welcome to the Flat at Home Show, your active source for real estate information, education, and inspiration. My name is Justin Mecha. Wow. You know what? I'm having a blast. I know it's a little cold out there. However, it's beautiful and I love it. You been skiing, snowboarding?
No, Darryl? No, just eating warm things.
Okay. That's what the bears do.
That's right.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad. Matt, how are you doing? Matt's having a blast. Hey, listen, we're having a blast here. We're talking about is it the right time to buy a home? Last week, we kind of crushed that one. In fact, Darryl, one of the great takeaways that I had from our conversation last week was you had mentioned if we're looking at a 4% appreciation conservatively year over year over year over year, historical averages in America, a $500,000 house today is a $520,000 house tomorrow. And if it's your house today, it's your house tomorrow. That's your 20K.
Yeah.
Before I get into some more numbers, because I did some research through the week, I want to thank my great sponsors, All About You Wellness and All About You Wellness and Aesthetics, Montana Basement Solutions, solving your water and mold problems for good, and Justin and Zena Mecha with Keller Williams Realty. Oh, wow. How about
Come
that?
On.
Oh, we snuck in there. So, hey, man, listen, I appreciate this conversation because this is a question that we're oftentimes asked. Somebody sees that you're wearing your jacket in the grocery store line, they tug you on the shoulder and say, hey, I was thinking about buying a home. And immediately you go into serving that need, right? Yeah. I get the same thing. They tap me on the shoulder, or in this case, a couple of weeks ago, they text me and they said, I was thinking about buying a home. Is now the right time?
Right.
And as we discussed last week, if it is for you, yes.
Yeah.
If it is for you, yes. So let's talk about that a little bit more though. You had shared a great number with us last weekend, and that was a $500,000 house purchased today, appreciated at 4%, which is a very low number for the historical average in Flathead. However, historically, conservatively, that's now a $520,000 house 12 months later.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you know that according to rent.com, rent, which would be the other option, right? You can either own the home or buy the home or rent the home.
Right.
And like I said last week, when you're renting, all you are ever assured is the next 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I have a 12-month lease. Yeah, you do, except for the landlord also has bills to pay.
Yeah.
Right? They've got, when their tax bill goes up, guess what happens to you?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And you may say things like, oh, I like renting because I don't pay property taxes. Wrong. Exactly. You're paying someone else's property taxes,
That's
which
right.
is the worst tax to pay.
That's right.
I already don't like taxes, Matt, and Matt knows this. I really don't like taxes when I'm paying somebody else's taxes.
Yes.
So stop paying someone else's taxes.
Come on.
Come on. There it is. That'll preach.
My word.
Check this out. So according to rent.com, in January of 2022, the national median rent for the country had increased by almost 16% in 1 year. Now, what can you do
That's
about that?
Huge.
What can you do about that as a renter?
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing. Well, there's actually one thing you can do. You can call Darryl and say, hey, homie, I need to get out of this. What can I do?
That's right.
So, you know, that was what early in my career, I specialized, Darryl, as a buyer's agent. I loved it. And here, I'll tell you why. Not because I was asked, not because I was on a team and they said, oh, we need a buyer's agent. I did get plenty of those calls. They were like, you're a buyer's agent. We want a buyer's agent. I just wanted to be independent and I wanted to be my own buyer's agent. I became one because guess what? I was one. You know that whole birds of a feather flock together thing?
Yep.
Well, I was a bird of a feather and mm-hmm. I was wanting to flock with other people. You got to be careful how you say that because that could...
That's pretty flocking crazy that, if you ask me. But.
That's right. So anyways, because I was becoming a homeowner myself, I wanted to work with other people wanting to become homeowners. And so I specialized in working with buyers. And some of my, for my realtor community here that's been doing it for 10 years, they remember those days. They remember, oh yeah, Justin, that crazy buyer's agent. Well, I got a lot of great stories with my buyers. And oftentimes the question became, or the conversation started because they were tired of paying rent. They were tired of that they didn't have control.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I thought about that. And today I would say I have a very different or a much more in-depth message. However, back then it was become a homeowner so you can control it. Right. Instead of having to ask if you can paint the walls, you can paint the walls.
Yes.
Right. Instead of having to ask if you can do landscaping in the front yard, you can because it's your own.
Right. And that added value. Added value.
That's right. And you're actually making that investment into you.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you do something that improves your home as a homeowner,
right.
You're putting money back into your pocket, as you illustrated last week.
Yeah.
So here we are, though. For those that are renting, I get it. It's tough. The first step for you, though, is to decide that it's possible.
Yeah.
And then when you call Darryl, it looks a whole lot like the analogy I would give works really well out here is it's like sighting your rifle. If you're going into the wilderness or going into the woods and you want to drop something 200 yards away and you don't have your rifle sighted in, not happening.
Right.
Right. You're going to hit the trees. You're going to hit the land. You're going to hit the mountainside. You're going to hit your buddy. Don't do that. However, you're not hitting the deer.
Yes.
Sight in that rifle prior to going out in the woods. And then you see that thing 200 yards away. Boom.
Yep.
Done. Refrigerator.
Yeah.
You got it.
To that, I was going to say, I mean, I have clients that I've been working with. They'll walk in and, you know, they think they're ready to buy.
Right.
They've got nothing. They're not in a good earning. You know, their wages are not.
Okay.
They're just not there. So you have the honest conversation of like.
Well, this is what you need to do.
Right now.
Yeah.
It's not your time.
Right.
There's really no way that you're doing this.
Right.
Fast forward 2 years. Those people are walking back in, and I've been communicating with them for years.
Wow.
They're finally at that place.
Right.
Whether it's, you know, they moved up in their companies or they started their companies or, you know, whatever the case may be, it's exciting to see that growth. So, you know, yes, it's always a good time to buy, but sometimes on the borrower side, they're just not.
It's just not the right time. Yeah. It's a good time. It's just not the right time.
I've got a buddy who does investing.
Okay.
So, and I've got another one who does a different kind of investing. One is in like silver and gold.
Okay.
And the other one is like, you know, day trading type stuff.
All right.
The risk is so high.
Right.
If someone's listening to the show right now and they're like, I'm waiting. I'm going to wait a couple more because it's going to crash. And who's really that good at knowing when those things are going to happen?
Right.
Now, my other friend over here that doesn't do the day trading, the guessing, he does dollar cost averaging. And what that means is he buys X amount consistently, knowing that over the years, it's going to continue to grow.
Right.
And I think that's the approach as the average American, they just don't know what they don't know about investing.
Right, right.
And looking at real estate as an investment, it's always a good investment.
Right.
And we keep coming back to this 4%.
Right.
8% in the valley, but 4% overall. We're going to take the lowest number here.
Right.
It's unbelievable.
That's right.
It is for everyone.
Right. Exactly. It doesn't discriminate. Everybody is eligible for this opportunity. Daryl, we got to take a quick break. However, when we come back, let's talk about that more. Okay.
Awesome.
This is the Flathead Home Show. My name is Justin Metcha. In the house with me, Daryl Hanley with Grizzly Home Loans. We're on this micro series on Is Now the Right Time to Buy a Home? We'll be right back.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the Valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-5971.
And we're back. Daryl, you having fun?
I'm having a blast.
Isn't it cool? Isn't it cool? You know what? I like that story that you shared in the previous break. You have some clients, some customers that you've nurtured for 2 years.
Yeah.
And that's because they made a decision to sight their rifle 2 years ago. They made the decision to go in and say, hey, listen, this is my scenario. Do I have a shot?
Mm-hmm.
And what I love about the answer that follows that question is, yes, at worst, it's just not yet.
Yeah.
Right? So yeah, you have a shot. This is what we need to do to give you a better shot.
Yeah.
This is what you need to do.
Yeah.
Right? And like you said, they either leveled up in their career or I love that. You know, we're working with some clients through you and I love that you even shared with me as we were discussing their, let's say their setting, right? This is the situation. This is the loan program that they've walked in or that they're working with. And this is their price range. I love that at one point you said they're on a career escalation or a trajectory. Mm-hmm. How do you phrase it? Their careers are escalating.
Yeah.
Like they're
yeah.
on the rise.
Yes.
Right. That's cool. So what that tells me is that when Daryl is taking your information and putting all of those numbers into the boxes, it's not to give you one answer. It's to give you multiple or give you a greater vision.
Yes. Correct.
There's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with renting and being on a 2-year plan.
Yeah, exactly.
Nothing wrong with renting and being on a 5-year plan. What is wrong is renting with no plan.
Yeah.
That's wrong.
Yeah. And there's those people, and you know these people, they're coming in, they're going, hey, I really don't want to be over this amount. Well, tell me why. Because you can't pay it or because it's just not comfortable. And sometimes, especially in this market, it does take a reach. Sometimes even to get into the baseline 300, the 350,
right.
the 400, you're stretching a little bit. You're feeling a little bit of pain. You're like, I don't really want to feel that. Why? Because you don't want to, you want to be able to continue to drive through Starbucks or talking about something that's so great. It's not only your home, but it's also the greatest asset. Almost all of my clients have made more money on their homes
Yeah.
annually than they make annually.
Wow.
especially over the last 3 years.
Yeah, wow.
You watched some homes double, and I know that's not healthy.
Well, that's why you have people, icons, for example, like Warren Buffett, who speaks so passionately, and Dave Ramsey so passionately about real estate. It's the number one vehicle of wealth in this country because of how we've structured it, because of the systems that are involved with it, because of the multiple levels of professionals that are here to help you navigate those waters. That's what I love so much about the industry, is because we don't win until you win.
Yeah.
Right? We're here to get you winning.
Yeah.
And so get in now. And I love how you're even illustrating it so much that it's like, I don't care if it's a push. It will reward you.
Yeah.
And let's come back to let's just say it's 81, where the interest rates were just easily double digits.
Yeah.
Let's say they hit their peak, their high of 18%. Mm-hmm. Why would I buy a house at 18%, Justin? Because you can refi it.
Yeah.
And still ride that escalation of equity.
Yep.
And also, if you can afford a house at X percent, and I don't care what X is, it could be double digits, it could be 3%, 5%, 9%, 19%. If you can afford the monthly payment, get in. Because you know what you just did? You secured your housing.
Yeah.
Because as a renter, as again, according to rent.com, in 1 year, the average rent across the nation increased by nearly 16%, meaning that the median rent levels in this country were $1,641, now $1,870. Okay, $1,870. And you know what is unfortunate about that? None of that's coming back to you. The interest rate on that rent is 100%.
Wow.
None of it's coming back to you.
Right. And even to kind of bring that back around, we were kind of talking that $300,000 price rate. Well, you took a $300,000 home today. The base price, principal, and interest is going to be right around that too.
Right around that. Yeah. That's right.
You know, that's not counting, you know,
sure,
taxes and insurance.
Yeah, there's other variables in that. However, if you're going to charge me $1,850 to rent the house, or I can qualify for a loan for about $200 or $300 more, go for the loan.
Yeah.
Because you know what? You're going to ride that escalation of equity. And not only that, you get to deduct the interest on your taxes.
Oh,
in a way, it's almost kind of nice having a high interest because that's a big deduction.
Right. All of that off the back.
Talk to your CPA.
yeah, exactly. We'll stay in our lane now.
But. Yeah. Daryl, we got to go. What a wonderful weekend it's been.
However,
can we do one more episode of the series?
Yes.
Because I want to talk about one of the greatest things that you can do right to prepare.
Let's say
you're off, you're on the edge of your seat and you're like, okay, I'm ready to jump in this. I'm going to create my 2 to 5 year plan. Let's do this. I want to talk about that next weekend. Is that cool?
Yes.
This is the Flat at Home Show. My name's Justin Metcha. Have a great weekend out there, friends. Be safe, be well, stay warm. And of course, as always, hey, Flathead.
Welcome home.